Life is pretty tough. I'm on the beach in Mombasa, the public beach, and I'm with a pretty cool guy. He's called... What's your name again?
Tony Dongo. Tony.
Tony is one of the most wired people I've ever met. He's one of Kenya's kind of young techie elites. Tony, just tell us about what you do and how it's going to be changed by the arrival of fast broadband.
First, that's a very cool iPhone app. I like it. It's very nice. Wow, you've asked me that question like six times, but then...
I'm putting you on the TV, the radio, and I'm now putting you on audio booth, so concentrate.
All right. Well, it's going to change my life, man. Being able to meet you is one reason why being online is amazing. I got to meet you through somebody I met and who was, you know, giving me a reference online, and you like me as a person, which is great. It's going to do that for hundreds of thousands of young people in Kenya who've never had an opportunity to network. That's one thing. And another thing is, we want to change so much about our country, but we don't have any platform where we can be able to meet and conversate without having the big brother eavesdrop. And this is the place to do it. So it's going to change so many things, politically, financially, economically, even emotionally, even for relationships, you know, just being able to meet that person that has always been so elusive. Now you probably can be able to do that online.
And I just get the feeling that there's a huge... thirst for this sort of connectivity from people your age in Kenya.
It's always been, you know, we've been the generation that has sat down and watched everything that's come out of Hollywood, that's come out of the UK, that's come out from Asia, and all the movies, all the videos, all everything that's been there, we've missed out on because we never had the technology to get to it. And all the things that we saw, all the dreams and the wishes that we had, being able to travel, being able to meet people, being able to go places, have certain jobs, we've never been able to do that because we were never really part of the planet. As weird as that sounds. Now that will change. That's the hope, that it will change. That for once, we will stop being looked at as the people we... As the skin we are dressed in, or the culture we have come from, or the geographic, you know, position that we are placed in. And we'll just be another name on Twitter, or another face on Facebook, or another person from some other place. That's what counts.
You are so impressive. You can talk up a storm. I'm going to stop you now, otherwise I'll never get this... uploaded, given the slightly limited bandwidth I still have. But Tony, it's been great. That's your first time on Audio Boo, but I bet it won't be.